You have holding that Chof Ches on the base by the Mishnah. We have Nechun Ben Akana, how you mispalle with Nisos la Beis Medrash, who we see also. I'm to the Beis Medrash to learn Torah in the morning, who we see also when he used to leave at night, Tefillah Kassar would say a small davening. So Amru Lord, the Chom asked him back, Ma Mokum at Tefillah Zu.
Says Ma Mokum means Kaleima, Ma Tiva, what's the good of this davening? Like you already davened the Marin, or you already davened Shachris in the morning. So what do you have to daven a second time for? Amalehem, he told him, Amalehem, he answered back in Luchunim ben Akona, Bichnisosi ani mispalel, when I come in to learn, I daven, Shlo yerat vatakol al yodi, no devatakol should come because of me. Indeed, we'll see in the Gemara, I shouldn't pass them wrong, or machaverim shouldn't come to laugh at me. Or vitsiyosi, when I leave learning, ani noisein hoidoa achoki, I give hoidoa to Kodesh Baruch Hu that I was eichet to learn Torah. So the Rambam brings down the Pirush HaMishnayot, this is a choy. It's a choy before you start learning in the morning to say this tefillah, and at night when you end, it's a choy to say also this tefillah. The Rosh, the Tosfos HaRosh and the Shita brings down, it's only Rishus. And the Miri explains, what is this Mishnah doing here? We're talking about tefillah. So we have a choy to daven three times a day. The Mishnah wants to tell you, Shinoh, throughout the day, if you want to also ask Rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything you want, you can also do that. Just like the Nechunya ben Akon, who used to be Masvakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came in to learn, everything should go alright. And when he left, he gave Haidur. It's like a limit throughout the day. Anytime you want to ask something from the Abish, you can also daven, or give Haidur back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they learn it's only Rishus. But the Pirush HaMishnayot, the Rambam says it's a Chayva. Tana Rabbon, Bichnisosoy Ma Waimer. In the morning, when you first come in to learn, and the Halacha has brought down even a Yochid, you're learning in your house, you should also say this Tefillah. Yirotim lefanecha Hashem alakai shlo yerva devatakodi tevatakola al yodi. No devatakola should come because of me. V'loy ech shob dvar halocha, and I should not make a mistake in learning. V'yismechu b'chaveri, and my chaverim will laugh at me. So Rashi learns v'loy ech shob, v'yismechu chaveri al kishloini, that they'll laugh because I made a mistake. Is her a roy shtayim? Two bad things are coming out of my learning now. She avoyu al yodi, she egrim lehem, she onshu. Ashton, I'm making a mistake, and also I'm causing them to laugh. They'll get an einish for laughing at me. So two things bad could come out, so he's mispalel, these things shouldn't happen. Vloy oimer, and also if he's a paisik or he's giving him psak, vloy oimer al tome, Torah, I shouldn't pass in the wrong halacha. If it's tome, I shouldn't say it's Torah. Vloy al Torah, tome, if it's really Torah, I shouldn't say it's tome. Vloy choshu chaveru dvar halacha. And who if I care? My chaverim should not make a wrong psak, v'yesmach v'hem, and I'll laugh at them. Those all those tefillahs, that without learning, I shouldn't do anything wrong and act wrong. V'yitziyosei ma'oimer, when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash, when he stop learning at night, what should you say? Moedan li l'fonecho Hashem ulakai shesamto chelki miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put my chelek in learning a Beis HaMedrash, v'loi samto chelki miyoshvei kronis. And Yehoshua didn't put my chelek and people that sit in the streets. Sha'ani mashkim v'hei mashkim. I get up in the morning, and the bums also get up in the morning. Ani mashkim v'divrei Torah, I get up to learn Torah. V'hei mashkim v'divrei b'teilem. They get up stam to do dvarim b'teilem all day. Ani omel v'hei mamilim. Amelim. We're both working. I work and he works. Ani omel, I work on the kabel schar. I get schar for learning Torah. You get schar mitzvah. V'hei mamilim v'yeinim a kabel schar. And they work and they don't get schar for their work. Ani rots, I'm running, v'heim rots, and they're running. Ani rots l'chayilam habo, by me running to go learn, I'm being zeichet to get olam habo, v'heim rots l'vash achas, and they're running to destroy themselves. So drashi miyoshvei kronis means chenvonim, either by the storekeepers, or yamei yoret sh'oiskim bedvar sicha. Rostam amratzim, stam sit and talk a whole day. So that was his bakosha. So the famous word from the Chofetz Chaim, it says, "Ono amelim v'heim amelim, ono amelim mekabel mischar, v'heim amelim mekabel mischar." We work and get schar, and they work they don't get schar. What do you mean they work they don't get schar? They also get schar. The person works, he gets schar for what he works. What's the lashon? They work and don't get schar. So he says like this: when a person works to make a machine, if you finish making the machine or you make a good machine, you get paid. If you made a lemon, you made something, didn't come out to be anything, you don't get paid for your trying. Mashenkin learning is not that way. In learning, you could learn a Gemara. At the end of learning, you come out, you still know nothing. You don't know the Gemara yet. You still have the Kasha. So you think you don't get any schar? No. gets charged for the omo, the work you put into it. By saying other people, you don't have to get paid for the work. You get paid if you produce something. But what came out is nothing. Could be you won't get any schar. So it says, Hoidoi thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he was zoich to learn the basin to learn Torah. Tana Rabbonim. Kishechol Rebbe Lezer, when Rebbe Lezer got sick, some is by his slave, by near his misa, Nichnusu Tamidav Levakro, Tamidim came into Mavaka Choylom, Omru Loi Rabbeinu. They said to Rebbe, to Rebbe Lezer, Lomadnu Orchas Chaim, teach us a derech how to go through life, V'nizke Ben Lachaylom Abo, that will be zoicha to get Elam Habo, one of the good midas to be noy. Om Alehem, the first thing is, Yeziru B'chvoid Chabreichem, be noy kovet yichaber, No, Yechaver is an important person, and be no covet to him. Or mino benechem and hegyun, and keep your children away from hegyun. So, Toshet hegyun means like philosophy. Stop thinking into things. How a Kodesh Baruch created the world? What was there before the world? Because with children, they'll come to their kfir if they start thinking into these things. Rashi learns mehegyun loy tagilam b'mikra yoise midai. Don't let them learn chumash mashem mikra too much. Mishum de moshcha, it's moshech them. Don't let them just do Mesicha Shalodim, kid talk a whole day. I mean, teach them some Torah. But the first Pshat Rashi, what's wrong with learning Mikra? So the Mira learns the Pshat is when you learn Mikra, some Pshutim, you learn Pshutah Shemikra, you don't know Pshat, and you come with a Kfira from Pshutah Shemikra. So you have to learn the Mikra the way Chazal teaches. The way the Gemara says Pshat the Posse, that's what you have to learn. So you'll teach your children just Pshutah Shemikra, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Or you'll come out with the wrong thing from the pshutim. So don't learn too much just the pshat in the mikra. Learn how Chazal learned the pasuk. Vaitam for hayshivam beim birchei tamidik chomim. Make sure your children are always by tamidik chomim between the birchei between the knees of the birchei chomim tamidik chomim. Ugeshatem mispalim when you daven do lufnei miatem oimdim. Or realize who you're davening. You're davening in front of Hashem like have some kavona. Rashi do lefnei mi kedeshe his paulu biyiro ubekavonim that you should daven with kavon and yiro. These are the things that bring the olam habo. Of the shvil kach if you do these things tiskul lechaylam habo. By to kishechol Reb Yechiel ben Zakkai when Yechiel ben Zakkai got sick and also was korav lemisa is nichnasu tamidim levakra the tamidim came into mavaka choyla. Kivan Shiro Isom, when Rabbi Yechiel Mazaki saw his Tamidim coming in, his Chulifchis. Rabbi Yechiel Mazaki started to cry. His Chulifchis. Omroloi Tamidim, the Tamidim told him, Shino Ner Yisrael. Tamidim told you, Rabbi Yechiel Mazaki, you're a Ner for Yisrael. Omud Hayimini, you're for the right Omud. Patish HaChozet, you're the strong hammer. What are you crying? Like, what are you so afraid? You're going to have a mitzvah now. You're going to go to Shemayim, but you're at Tzadik Gomer. What are you afraid of? So Rashi says, Omad Hayimini, Mishnei Amudim, Hemit Shleima Be'ulam. Shleima made two Amudim in the Ulam, in the Beis HaMikdash. Shem Hayimini, Yochim, Shem Asmo Boiz. Hayimini, Loilam, Choshev. That's a more Choshev one. So that's what he's saying. You're like the Omad Hayimini. Patesh HaMafoitzeit, like a hammer that breaks things. You're a very strong person. What are you crying for? Omalehem. Ilu lefnei melech bosa v'dom. He knew he was going to be mace soon. He knows he has to give a din v'cheshvin. He said, if I would only have to go in front of a regular melech bosa v'dom, hoyom alichin oisi, they would take me to him. Shayoyim kan amocha v'kever, even the king. He's only alive today. He's going to die also eventually. Shim koyis olai, even if he gets angry with me, ein kasei kaseilum. It's not going to be in anger forever, because he himself was going to die. Via Moisraini, if he puts me into prison, any Suri Yisraelim, it's also not imprisonment forever. As long as I live, that's all. Via Mimisaini, even if he kills me right now, any Misos of Misraelim, I'm not going to die forever. I'll die in this world, but afterwards I'm going to go right out of my boat upstairs. A melech, I could try and talk my way out of it, be Mufayasim. Well, the shirk for the moment, if I have to, I'll give him bribe, I'll give him some money, I can get a better sock. Even so, I would cry, because I'm afraid to get a sock din from a melech to go to the judge of the Yachshev now. He knew he was going to die soon. Lefnei melech machil nochem kodesh baruch hu, shulchai v'kayim l'yolam, hul yolam me'alom, kodesh baruch hu lives forever. Shim koyos alai kaasa kaasel, Hashem gets angry to me, it's going to be an anger forever. Via my serenity puts me in prison, Isurai Yisraelim. That prison is forever. If he kills me, misase misas oilam. That means I won't have oilam abo either. I mean, you kill him. Drashi mis oilam means oilam abo. There's such a thing to kill you, not to get oilam abo. Then yochlo feisi b'dvorim. I can't talk back to the Eibishter. V'lo l'shachter a moment. Kosh Baruch Hu zama kavu shechid. V'lo yoy. Not only this. Everybody knows there are two roads in front of you. Achas shall gan eden, he gets char, the achas shall gehenim, he gets punishment. Then your day, I don't know, b'yezem alichem, I say, which girl is going to take me? I don't know, maybe I'll get to gehenim. For lo yevcha, shouldn't I cry? So that's why he was crying. So the pshit is a little bit shver, I mean, if Yechon Mazaki was a god lador, what is he afraid he'll get gehenim for? If he had a machshav of chet, he should have done tshuva better. If you do tshuva, you won't get Gehenim, so what was he afraid of? So a lot of Meforshim here. Some want to say that Avada, everything he did, he thought was right. But the concern is sometimes even what we think is right is wrong, Klata Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how is he supposed to know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is right? So that's what he was afraid of. If he thought he did something wrong, Avada would have done tshuva. But Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe what I think is right is not 100% right. So he was afraid. And also they say the two drachim means Gan Eden and Gehenim, means by a king, the ikri is that you get your punishment. You're afraid if you get punishment or not. But by Hashem and Shemayim, it's much more important to get Gan Eden than to have to go through Gehenim. As the Gemara says, that it's kedai to go through Gehenim, kedai to be zoicha to get the schar olam habur. So here he was afraid that maybe he'll only get Gehenim and he won't get olam habur at all. Because the schar and olam habur is so much more greater than the Einish will have to go through Gehenim. So he said he's worried. Omru loy Rabbeinu. So the Talmidim asked the Rebbe, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Brocheinu, give us a broche, before you're going to be mazed, give us a broche. Omar lehem, Yehirotzon, Chitei Meir Shemayim Aleichem, Kemar Yavos of Adom. That you should be afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu the same way you're afraid of Yechava. That Meir Shemayim should be the same way like Meir Yavos of Adom. Omru loy Talmidim, Adkan, that's all. Elechur, that's easy. We should be more afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu than Boss of Adam. Or Malahem, he said, no, Ulevai, Halavai, you should have this much Yira. Halavai, you should be afraid of Hashem the same way you're afraid of Yechaver. Teidu Araya, Kishod, the Moivra Avera, when a person wants to do an Avera, Oimer, Shle Yeruni Yodam, the first thing he looks around, make sure nobody's looking. Araya, in front of his Chaver, he wouldn't do the Avera. But not in front of his Chaver, he does the Avera. The Abish is there. I mean, you don't feel the same way to the Abish, you feel to Yechaver. That was how you should be afraid of Hashem, as if to feel somebody's always watching you. Bishas Petrosa, when Yizamish about to be Nifter, Omar Lehem, they told him, and who said to him, Omar Lehem, what he said to them, Fenu Kalim Mifnei Hatuma, they take away the Kalim from the house, because when as soon as he's maced, after he's maced, all the Kalim in the house have a Din Tumas mace, the Chinu Kisei, and prepare a chair, the Chizkiyo Melech Yudah Shabur. That he knew that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was going to come to his Levaya. So Rashi, Ad can't Rashi B'tamidah Kleimah, for lo yoyseh mimorah boss of Adam. HaTamidim says, shouldn't we be afraid of Hashem more than we're afraid of boss of Adam? He ends the back of Levay. She kemorah boss of Adam, HaLevay, you should be afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same way you're afraid of a boss of Adam. Shem Kain, techtolu mi'averus harbi. If you'll be afraid, like you're afraid of a person, you'll stop doing a lot of averus. Averus at Rashi b'seiser mimayr habrius. Amol you do chatoyim b'seiser. Because you're afraid to do it in front of people. The yadeya shakel who goli laKodesh Baruch Hu veinam inyak b'kach. Even though you know a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows everything, for that you don't stop doing it. Mashma, you're more afraid of people than you are of Hashem. Sashi b'yochem, but like I said, halavai, you should be afraid of Hashem like you are of people. Bevnei atuma tumas oyel anes b'chol abayit. The Chizkiyahu Shabo, Eilal Lvosi. As you know, El Chizkiyahu Melch has come to Levayim of Yibirchon and Mitzakri. There's a few Mephoshim in the Gros says, because Chizkiyahu Melch was Marabit's Torah. He brought down a lot of, he learned a lot of Torah Barabim. And Yibirchon and Mitzakri also learned a lot of Torah Barabim. So his Midah, Chizkiyahu came to him. The Shittah, if not, says that in Gan Eden, there are several different places. So Chizkiyahu was in the third place. And Rav Yechon Mazaki was also going to the third place. So mainly he came to meet him. Right. So the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel Leimer, V'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, Mispar Lodim Shemon Esrei. That's the way we do. We daven the complete Shemon Esrei. Rav Yeshua Leimer, Me'ein Yudches. You don't have to daven complete Shemon Esrei. It's enough to daven Me'ein. We'll soon see what that means. Trash Me'ein Shemon Esrei, the Gemara Meforesh, what it is. Rabbi Kiva Weimer, im Shigura Tfilosebetiv Mespalo Yudches. As if you could daven Yudches, you have Kavona, you know it, you have a sit in front of you, daven the whole Yudches. Yimlav, if it's a Shasa Tzerich, you have to go to Derech, you're in a rush, you have no time to daven, is do I have to daven main Yudches? That's the way we paskin. Even though Lamais, that's Lalach, we paskin that. If you'd be in a big rush someplace, you would be a lot of daven having Enu. But Lamais, we don't do it. Lamais, we always daven Shmonesui. We have Lezo Aimer, Voiset Filosoi Kfa. If somebody makes his davening as if a kfa, like an oil, he has to daven, he's forced to, ain't Filosoi Tachnunim. That's not the way you should be davening, it's not called Tachnunim. Tachnunim means you're asking, you're begging from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It should be like an oni is begging for something, that's why you should come to davening. We have Yeshua Aimer, Haholech Vimokim Sakona. Somebody goes through a Mokim Sakona, is Mispalo Tfilo Kitzorim, a different type of a tefillah. Not Me'in Shmonesrei, not Havenenu, but just one bracha of Tfilo Kitzorim. The Yoyma, what does he say? Hoysha Hashem Esamcha, Hashem should help the Klai Yisrael, Esherus Yisrael, V'chol Peroshas Iber, any matziv they're going through, any crisis they're going through, Yitzorcheihem Lefanecha. Now what Klai Yisrael needs should always be in front of you, should always be memala, the Tzrochem of Klai Yisrael, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tfilo. That's called the Tfilo Kitzorim. And this you only say we mamish in the mokim sakona, you can't stay there. And this is not called the yoytze mitzvah tefillah. Like later when you come to your house, you're supposed to daven again Shemoneh Esrei. Vashenka in the first halacha of me'in yudches, then you don't have to daven over again. That's called a tefillah b'shas hadchak. But a tefillah kitzara is not even called a tefillah. Just that right now you can't daven in Shemoneh Esrei, so you have a right, or you should daven a tefillah kitzara. Trashi, b'chol proshes ibur, b'forsh b'gmur. Someone is riding on the chamor. Is your radvi yispalo? Comes the matter daven chakras or mincha mariv. Mitchili should go off the chamor and daven. If you made a yochel, let's say you can't go down. Rashi shemle mimishi yochel as chamor. You have nobody to watch the chamor, and you're afraid the chamor run away, you'll be lost there. So then you have a heter to daven shmon esrei sitting on the chamor. The main yochel leirad yachzer es ponim akol ponim. Turn around your face. That means the Rashi the Tzad Yerushalayim. Draw in face towards Yerushalayim when you're davening. Remaining Yochel Hatzur is ponim, you can't even turn around your face, is Yechaven Es Liboy Kineged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. That even though you're not facing Yerushalayim, but in your machshav, in your mind, think as if you're davening in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or Yemahalach Basrina, if you're going on the ship, Oy Biasto, it's a small ship, some say, or a type of a reef, is vital, and in a case where either you don't know which way you should lie, you don't know your directions, or else also you're busy steering the ship that you can't turn your head towards the derech of Yerushalayim, is again the Yetzer Yechaven Es Liboy, with kavon, or at least think as if you're davening Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, as if you're davening in front of Yerushalayim. That's the way you should look, at least. So Matchili is supposed to face, like we do now, we face towards Mizrach, we face, that's towards Yerushalayim, towards Eretz Yisrael. Or in a case where you don't know where Mizrach is, or if you have to be driving now and you can't face the other way, then at least for Kavon you should think you're davening Keneged Yerushalayim. But if you're Geyamol, let's say you're traveling in an airplane, or you're going in a car and it comes to Mount Tefillah, if you can't stand up, you can't stop, you're allowed to daven sitting down also. It's not worse than sitting on a chamor. A person can't get off his chamor, he's allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei sitting on the chamor. Well, what then if you're on the airplane, you can't go to a place to daven? Befrat, even a mole to shayla, even if you could stand up, but you're not going to be able to have kavona then. People are going to come bumping into you and you're afraid to daven there. Could be it's better to daven sitting down then. So the ikur is to have kavona during your davening. So it's kedai to daven sitting down if you have kavona then. Right. So to Gemara, hani yudches, that we daven yudches brochas kineged me. Like, what is the kineged? Omer Reb Hillel, Breit Reb Shmuel ban Achmeni, kineged yudches askorish Oma David. This Kippur Tehillim, it says 18 times Hashem's name there. That's the smata to daven 18 brachas. Rashi, Hovul Hashem ben Eilim. For the Eilim means the children of strong of the Ovis, of Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. Shurem is the Ovis. That's a remnant. Eilim means the Ovis. Or Gvuras. Or Gdusa Shashem. So that's the first bracha, and then the second bracha, Mechayim Esim, and then Ataka Kela Kodesh. Kedyarmina Brosh Hashanah. That's how we know we say Ovis. So this Kippur is talking about Tfilah, that's 18 times Hashem's name, that's the Merumiz to have Yudchas Brochus. We have Yosef Omer connected Yudchas Askarosha B'Kriyashma. In Kriyashma it says 18 times Hashem's name, not Indian to say Yudches Brochus. Om Rav Tarchim, Om Rav Yishuv, and maybe can they get Shemayin Asara Chulyas Sheba Shedra. First, there's 18 like bones in his backbone, 18 for round pieces of it. So can they get that? We doubt it. The Om Rav Tarchim, Om Rav Yishuv, and Levi. Hamispalil, when you daven, when you say Baruch, he's supposed to first bow down. Sarach Sheyichre, he's supposed to bow down. Hachi Yisbakukul Kol Chulyas Sheba Shedra. Means your backbone like sticks out, you could see each vertical by itself. Shasha she is pakakum means Sheyira hapkokim. Hey maksharim kumashishnina bakinis. Like each backbone has pieces to it, you could see it. Ula omar at today Sheyira iser kinegalibur. You don't have to mamish bow down all the way to the floor. No, if you bow down, you have an iser, let's see Rashi, kinegalibur in front of your heart. That means Rashlan's trap, iser shnei kamotim. Echod milmata, v'yechod milmalo, ki iser roiche vosa bemsa. Let's see if your stomach starts curling up. When you bow down, you get a bubble here, like, when you bow down. So if between the two kamot and the two dents in, it's an iser. So there's a few inches of meat there, that's called bowing down. If you have to bow down, you make some dentures in your stomach. Shiira iser is the piece of meat of the size of an iser, is kenegalibli. Now the Chanina Omar, Kivan Shinena Reisha, as long as you put your head down a little bit, Shuvan Yitzurach. More than that, you don't have to. Omar Rova, Vudu Mitzayir Nafshe, that's only if you have Tsar, it hurts you to bow down. Then it's enough just to bow your head a little bit. Well, Nechte, it looks command the Kori, as if you really would want to bow down. Just it hurts you, you have a pain there, then you don't have to bow down. But when the Chili is supposed to bow down, that you should see some part of your backbone. Really, you would want to bow down. Just you have some tzar, then you have to just to bow your head a little bit. So the Gemara, honey, Timni, is there only 18 brachas? Honey, Timni, sorry, Sisra is heaven. There are 19 brachas we have. Amar Rabbi Levi, Birchas Hatzdukim, V'yavna Tiknu. That was a takon of it made later to say, Birchas Hatzdukim. Kineg and mitiknu, Abizoy, you have to have a mocker for this. We have before 18 Hashems, 18 Asgoras. Om Reb Levi, Reb Hillel, according to Reb Hillel, Breda Reb Shmuel, Ban Achmen, that says the goals of the Yud Ches, Asgoras of Hashem, and Hobul Hashem and Elim, Kineg and Kael HaKovad Hirim. And this Kael is also like Hashem's name, so we can put another bracha, make a 19th bracha. But Reb Yosef, they said the 18 Hashem's name, Haskaras and Krishma, can make an echad shabbat Krishma. Make an echad, you can myself another brocha. The Amtanchim, Am Yerushub, and Levi, said can make an 18 chuyas and the Shedra, can make a chuyah ketana shabbat Shedra. The last small one is the 19th one, that's the corner to make 19 brochas. Tana Rabbon, Shimon Abkuli, Hister Yudches brochas, of Nehra Vigamuyel, Allah Seder, Biavna. He put the Seder, the Yudches brochas together with Mesaklin and Yavna. So the Shita speaks out that it wasn't only Shimon Apkuli, the ones that were Mesakim, Shimon Esrei, the Gemara Megillah says this, was the Anshes Nesas HaGedela, they were in the Vim there, there were 120 Gedolim together went down to Mesakim Shimon Esrei. So it means was, he learns that they made the Nusach HaBrochas, but they didn't make the right Seder, they didn't say exactly which Seder you have to. Or some learned they made the Seder and they forgot the Seder. So Shimon HaPkuli just remembered them of the Seder, how you're supposed to say the Yudches Brochus. For Yavne. Om Lemam Gamlil HaChomim. Chlum Yesh Odim Shedei Lasak in Brichas HaTzadukim. Who knows how to make now the Brichas HaTzadukim? This was in Yavne. There were a lot of Tzadukim then. So we said La Malshinim. Who knows how to make the Tekon, to make the Nusach? Om Ad Shmuel HaKotim V'tikna. Shmuel HaKotim, he was going to Mesakin the Nusach for La Malshinim. Lashon Acheres the next year, Shokacho. He was davening for the Yomid Shmuel, and when he got to say the Broch of La Malshinim, he forgot it. He didn't know how to say it. Vishkev Boshtain Vesholoshoyas, and it seemed waited for him 2 or 3 hours. V'lohelu, they didn't take him off, they didn't bring another Shir Sibra. Because in times of Gemara, they didn't have a Siddur. So if he forgot the Broch, he had to wait till he remembered it. So he was waiting 2 and 3 hours, and they didn't throw him away. Trashe Vishkev means Choshev Litzke Reise, he was trying to remember it. Lashon Seicha, that he looking to remember it. And below Helu, they didn't take him off, put another Shliach Tzibur. For the Gemara, my Helu, how come they didn't take him off and make another Shliach Tzibur go up? The Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Toye b'chol ha-brochus kulon, if a shtich sidr of davening makes a mistake in one of the brochus or forgets it, ain't malo noisei. We don't take him off and bring somebody up, we just help him out, let him tell him how to finish the brocha. Okay, mashenkim b'brichas ha-tzedukim. If the shtich sidr makes the mistake in the brocha of tzedukim, of la-mashinim, malo noisei, then we take him off and bring another shtich sidr. Why? Chashin and shem minu. Maybe he himself was a tzeduki. He's a min, it's not a kervis. And that's why he's skipping this bracha of Lamashinim. So as you see, when it comes to the bracha of Lamashinim, we're afraid maybe he's a tzduki, we take him away. So how come here, Shmuel, we let him stay there for 2-3 hours till he remembered it? Now the Gemara, Shani, Shmuel HaKotan, he yil tikna. And since he was mistaken the bracha, so we think he was an Adam Choshev, he wasn't a tzduki, so we let him stay. For the Gemara, V'nechesh do mahodah day. What's the right with the Tzaddik last year? Maybe this year became a Rosh, maybe. Do mahodah day. No, we learned that Tova Lehebe Bisha. Somebody at the Tzaddik doesn't become a Rosh. For the Gemara of a lawyer, that's true. Well, Xivis doesn't post it because Shuk Tzaddik Mitzit Kosai, we also Ovel. A Tzaddik can go away from a Titkis and do Averis. And the Gemara, who Rosh me Yikorai? That's only if Mitzchili was a Rosh, then he became a Tzaddik, then he'll go back to be a Rosh, it's possible. A Tzaddik Mikroloi, a person was born a Tzaddik, always a Tzaddik, you don't have to be Chosha to become a Rosh. For the Gemara, is that true? V'loi. But Tanan, Al Tamim B'yatzim Chav Yei Moischa. No matter how great you are, don't think you're a tzaddik, but until Yei Moischa, maybe you'll do a chet, maybe you'll become a Rosh yet. What's the Raya? Sharei Yoichinen Koyen Godol. Shimesh Bekune Gabeli was a Koyen Godol, Shmoinim Shona, 80 years he was a Koyen Godol. Olev Saif Nasa Tzuki, the last 40 years of life he became a Tzuki. You see, there's such a meat like that. You can be Mamash a Koyen Godol for 80 years, and later he became a Tzuki. Shaila, how come? What happened to him? I think they say the Rizat Sal said that the what is he once ate above a tummy. He ate some shreifus. That got into him, Klippas got into him, made him, he became able to become a Rosh. But you see, he could be a Tzaddik Gomer, like a Yechinen Kohen Godel, and then he became a Tzaddik then. Omer Abaya, and Abaya says, Hu Yana, Hu Yechin. Abaya says, Why is no Raya? You know, this Yechinen Kohen Godel, Metchili wasn't a big Tzaddik either. He was Yani Amelech, so Metchili was a Rosh. Then he became a Tzaddik, so now it becomes Tzaddik, it's not so shver. But Rav Amar no, Yanai Lechud V'Yechinen Lechud. Yanai Rosh Mikoroi V'Yechinen Tzaddik Mikoroi. Rav says no, it's like a true, Yanai Hamelech was a Rosh Mikoroi. But Yechinen was a Tzaddik Mikoroi. So Chur HaKashtel is according to Rav, it's shver. The Gemara, Ho Nichol Abaylet Abaya, it's not shver, because Abaya says that Yechinen HaKein Godol was Yanai Melech, means first he was a Rosh. Then he became a tzaddik, so it's not sure he became a tzaddiki later on. Elo the Rav Akasha. But Rav says no. Yana is one person, and Yechin and Kain God was another person. And he was a tzaddik mikoroi. So you see, even though you're a tzaddik mikoroi, still it's possible to become a Rosha. So Tshver Shmuel here. Why weren't we afraid? Maybe Shmuel now became a tzaddiki. Amalach Rav, tzaddik meyikroi nami dilmahodebe. That's the truth. Even if you're tzaddik mikoroi, we keep you choshed, maybe you'll do chatoin to become a Rosha now. How come we didn't take Shmuel off from being a shliach tzibur? Maybe he became a tzduki now. Shani Shmuel hakotim the yaschobo. The terrorist says he started to say Lama Shinim. But in the middle of the bracha, he forgot how to finish it. The Yomer Rav Yehuda Ramaram, V'itenu Rav Yishuv Ben Levi. Loishonu, when do we say if somebody skips Lama Shinim, we take him off, we don't want to be a shliach tzibur? Elish lehischobo. If we didn't even start saying the bracha of Lama Shinim, then we have a chash, maybe he's a tzduki. But look, he started to say Lamashinim, in the middle he made a mistake or he forgot the Nusach, so it's clear he's not at Tzduki because he started, then Avada will let him finish it. Trashi Hu Yanai, Trashi Sheshaninu B'Kedushin. Remember, Kedushin talks about an Yanai Melech. Shorek Chachmi Yisrael, he killed a lot of Chachmi Yisrael. Yanai Rosh Mikoroi, Venasa Tzadi V'Chazmu Rishosai. So according to Abaya, Yanai was Yechinin, so it's not Shver, why later became a Tzduki. He was a Rosh Metchila. But according to Rav, it's Shver, who was a Tzaddik Mikoroi. So you see, he could become a Rosh later. Teretz was over here, Shmuel the Yaschobor. His Kulu Yomro, V'toyi Ben Tziyoso. He started to say the Bracha, in the middle of the Bracha, he made a mistake. Then it's not Shver. L'Hashem to Trashi, Yod, Yom Rav Yehuda, Mal and Noisoi. When do we say we take away the Shtir Tzibur if he skipped the whole Vala Mashinim? Then we have a Chashi, the Tzduki. But if he started to say it, then it's all right. Kodi Gemara, Hani, Sheva, the Shabbata, Keneged Me. As we have the Asmachta about the 7 brachas we say on Shabbos. So far we only have an Asmachta of 18 brachas. A new takon of Shabbat to say seven, where is it? Omer Rav Chalafto Ben Shol Kineged Shiva Kribois Shalmadovet Al Hamayim. It's the same capital. Little Hovel Hashem Ben Eilim. It says seven times Kribol Kribol Hashem Chazak. So the Kribolus is some rumors to make seven brachas. Trashi Sheva Kribolus the Mizma Kribol Hashem Al Hamayim. Hani Teisha the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we say nine brachas. Where's the Makor for nine brachas? Kineged me Omer Rav Yitzchak Demin. Karatignun, that's the name of the place we came from. Kinegatishas korish omra chana betfilosa. When chana davened to Hashem, she said nine times Hashem's name there. And what did God do with Rosh Hashanah? The Yom Amav Rosh Hashanah nifkado sora rochel v'chana. That she was answered, and she was nakor until then. And Rosh Hashanah, that's when she's answered. So tefillah was mekubal. And Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah, we daven nine tefillahs with a mekor because she said nine times Hashem's name. Rosh Hashanah chana v'pashis olot libi. That person. But the Gemara Hani Esrim v'yaboda taniso kineged miyom Rav Chelboi heistotif duwi.
That lesson a tiny sibur. There's an inyan to daven 24 brachas they used to have then. We don't have it now, but they used to daven 24 brachas. So shalom kineged miyom Rav Chel kineged hud Rav Chelboi say we're supposed to daven this. So Marin says in Echlam kineged chov dalid renonos eshor mashloimoi b'shor shehichnis aru oroin lebeis kodesh kadoshim. All right, turn over, continue one on the other side. Wait till the end, and then turn over, continue one on the other side.